Okay, it is 9:30 on this Thursday morning, and I could not be more excited to welcome in our next guest because she was a Traders fan favourite, and for a very good reason. She even stood her ground and stayed faithful when offered the chance to become a Trader and represented Ireland so well. Anna Duke, good morning.
Oh, what a nice introduction.
Hi, so nice. I just hope you're ready because you're going to be here for the next 2.5 hours. So much to talk to you about. How are you getting on? Like, first things first, like, you were at the rap party last week. Let's talk about that before we get into the show. How was that?
That was amazing. And you know what's crazy is I actually hadn't seen nearly, I actually don't think I'd seen any of the cast.
So when did you film?
So we filmed in June.
Okay.
Or maybe the end of May. Yeah, it was the end of May.
Yeah.
And then I went backpacking. So Everyone's met up a few times, but I hadn't seen everyone. I'd done loads of video calls, but it was the first time. And it was so crazy because I'd watched them on television for the whole month. It felt like, you know, I'd literally just seen them. But I know it was an amazing experience. To get to watch it all together as well was just insane.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Did you guys watch it back together?
Yeah. So I went to the hotel a night in advance, you know, because I live in Ireland.
Yeah.
And Leanne was there. Freddie was there. A couple of the lads were there, and we all decided to watch it in the room. And it was the episode where Freddie left, and we were watching it with Charlotte. And honestly, it is actually the best crack to watch together because it's like, imagine, I don't know, someone filmed your family playing games on Christmas, and then you watch it all back, and you're all having a row in the game. You know what I mean? It's just gas.
So we need to get into that in a second because I need to talk to you about the actual show first, right? Let's go back to the start, right? Were you a huge fan of Traitors? Like, what made you want to apply to be on the show?
I was a huge fan of it. And you know what? I don't really watch that much reality TV, but I ended up watching it by chance. My housemate had it on. I sat on the couch while she was, you know, cooking something.
Yeah.
And I just got obsessed. I binged. The first two series had already been out, okay?
Yeah.
So I wasn't watching it in real time. I did watch them, you know, I binged them in about the whole two series in about a week.
Which is even better.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's an amazing series to binge. But also, this year, watching it week by week, I mean, it was so tense, wasn't it? Like, having to wait those 3 days.
No, I swear, every single Friday that rolled around, I was like, no, I have to wait. Wednesday? I was like, this is too much. We need to talk to them about that. And Monday, Wednesday, Friday split would be fantastic.
I mean, like, they could do it 7 days a week, but the suspense that builds over those 4 days is just crazy. So I applied, by chance, and it was so lucky as well. I looked up an article on it after I finished the last series, and at the end of the article it just said click here to apply. And I was just curious what the questions were, so I was filling out the questions, and then I got an email the next day to say send in a 1 minute video clip.
Oh,
and I wasn't even thinking it through, which I think is lucky, because I am such a person that if I had overthought it, I would have just fumbled the whole bag and just really just not, it would have just been bad. So I just picked up my phone, recorded it, and sent it straight away. And my boyfriend was just in the room, and he was like, what did you just do? And I was like, I've actually just applied for the Traitors. And then the ball was just rolling, and honestly, it was such a journey.
It's mad, because you sent in the email, then you got the phone call. Was there any more, like, I suppose, like, audition periods to get on the show?
Oh my God, the audition period is immense.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I can't chat about it in detail.
No, yeah.
But it's really, really long. It's really thorough, of course.
But they need to make sure, because
it goes on for about 4 months, I'd say.
Jesus.
I mean, not every day.
Yeah, you know, I know, but like over the space.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of phone calls, and then a lot of video calls. You know, there's in-person things.
Yeah.
There's a lot goes into the audition process. You know?
So then talk to me, your very first day arriving on the train, right?
Yeah.
And you are arriving to go to the huge castle in Scotland, and it's like, you know, it's very exciting, and the train stops, and then they say one of you has to get off each carriage.
I know.
Did it ever occur to you to be like, I'll go on, I'll go?
No.
Good woman.
I was never going to get off the train. And I said it in the show. I said I was never going to get off the train, but I was also never going to make anyone else get off the train. So someone immediately jumped up in our carriage and was like, we were all kind of figuring out how someone was going to get off.
Yeah.
We were really lucky. I mean, Fuzzy was off that train.
Oh my God, she just went like that.
I mean, I gave her a hug, and she actually turned and said, no hugs, we're wasting time. And I was like, yeah, fair enough. Like, what am I doing?
Bye, see you later.
So she was just off the train. I mean, that was her mentality the whole way through. She was such a team player. And she was just also fearless. It's just as well she wasn't a traitor, because she would have been ruthless. Oh my God, she 100% could have got to the end, I think.
Well, we'll talk to you then a bit. Like, okay, so you're in, right? You're like in the Traitors scenario now, and then they've picked all the traitors, and then you go through, and then obviously everybody was kind of nearly accusing you of being a traitor.
Yes.
Going through, like, it's mentally very draining, I would say.
It's really draining. I think I'm not naturally an anxious person, but I swear to God, I was like, how do people live with anxiety? My heart was pounded every single day. Every single time you see people talking and you don't know what they're saying, for some reason your mind goes to thinking it's about you.
Yeah.
I think especially because a couple of times really early on in the game, I'd walked in and people were talking about me. So I think once you get once you get brought up at a round table and you nearly go home, it really knocks your confidence. Yeah. I mean, you see it in the show. Like one of the days I was walking down the hall and I heard everyone talking about me in a room. Like that was really, really tough. There is a certain vibe around the house as well when your name's getting brought up because no one wants to associate with you. I know you see that play out with Kaz, but it actually happened with all of us whenever there was like someone's name brought up. I mean, I know it happened with me, Freddie and Kaz, where I'd walk into a room and the room would nearly, I felt like I was contagious because you have to think about it. No one wants to associate with you, not because they don't like you and it's something personal. It's that in case you are a traitor, they don't want to be the person that was hanging around with you because it makes them look guilty. Yeah. So everyone just thinks I need to avoid this person. So the anxiety is through the roof on that. After, I feel like I actually really got into my stride nearly after I got the recruitment because I just started playing a bit more fearlessly, talking a lot more at the round tables because I knew I could never really win.
Yeah.
Whenever something weird happens to you, especially you see it with Frankie and once you get to see your power, or Alexander, the way he'd, you know, played the death match, they don't, everyone has to test out whether you're double bluffing or not.
Yeah.
So I knew once I turned down that recursion, all right, I cannot win the game at this point. So I'm just going to just really just try.
And we need to talk about that because I was screaming at the telly. I was like, Anna, what are you asking? But you just weren't wavering. You you were going to be a faithful till the very end.
Yeah, you know, I mean, had I been, I always said I wanted to be faithful, but I also always said in my auditions, my dream would be to be recruited. So be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
I turned it down because again, it's really hard to get across to the viewer what the actual vibe of the house is that day. But the vibe of the house was that everyone was avoiding me. Like no one would look at me. And at the round table, I'd survived by one vote and that was my own. Yeah. If I had not voted for Kaz, me and Kaz would have gone into a deadlock. And then we would have all voted again. And I truly think if it had been against me or Kaz, I think I would have gone home that day.
Okay.
So at this point also, we had been told the stakes were higher this year. We knew there'd been two previous seasons with three traitors, but this year we had extra players. So there was also a massive consensus that there was going to be four traitors.
Okay.
At the point I got recruited, it was nearly halfway through the game. We'd caught one. So I was convinced there was three traitors in the turret. I thought, oh my God, even if one of them who didn't vote for me today votes for me tomorrow, I'm going home. So I thought, all right, I'm literally going to go home either way. There's no way I can swing four traitors. Well, at that point, it was only two, you know.
Yeah.
But I thought it was three. I thought there was only two. I thought there's no way I can get them all on my side. They're just going to sacrifice me. And I've got one day left in the game. So would I rather play the game my way or would I rather play it to help the traitors? And I thought, I just want to play it my way. And I want to kind of spin them out for once because I felt so spun out, you know.
And also, I suppose, for when you did go out as a faithful and being able to kind of go, no, I wasn't lying to you guys the whole time.
Yeah. I mean, I would have preferred to go out through banishment than murder, just to kind of have that last speech, you know, to look everyone in the eye and say like, I was right.
Yeah.
But I think by the end of the game, everyone actually really believed me. I mean, I do think if I ended up getting to the end, you know, where you have to throw things in the fire, end game, I don't think I actually would have survived that still because two weird things that happened to me, deathmatch and recruitment.
Yeah.
Someone would have wanted to test it. But I do think at that point in the game, people really believed me. And it was so funny because when I was in the coffin, I thought to myself, oh my God, like this is the third weird thing that's happened to me. There's
Sorry,
no
I'm
way
just
they're
laughing
think
at
me.
If anybody is tuned in right now and you're going, when I was in the coffin, like it's such a bizarre game and it's hilarious because even for like any of my friends who haven't watched it, I'm trying to explain it to them. I'm like, I can't. You just actually have to sit and watch it and you'll be hooked
and
in.
It seems like something that's really complicated to follow, but
it's
it's not when you're watching it.
No,
you know? Like a lot of kids I teach swimming to watched this.
I need to talk about your death match. Like, how were your nerves during that? Because props to you. You played a blinder. That was just fantastic.
Thank you. Well, you know what, I thought I was going home, you know.
Yeah.
I'd been de-mic'd for the day. I was kind of chilling out. And then suddenly there was the mic man back again. I thought, oh my God, what is going on? And when I got in the car and I see Claudia in a smoky graveyard. I mean, at the time I was like, oh, I can't do this. But looking back on it now, I think, oh my God, like did I actually go in the middle of the night to play cards with Claudia Winkleman in a graveyard? Like that is so once in a lifetime experience. I was actually really proud of myself for the deathmatch because the reason I knew Fuzzy, well, I didn't know, but the reason I suspected Fuzzy had the card was when we all picked up our cards, Fuzzy has changed which hand each card was in.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, I just glanced at everyone and I was like, I mean, she's the only one. And I was convinced everyone's seen it. So I was like, I'll just go first. Okay, because I don't know which card it is. And it was funny because she said, like, do you want this one? And I was like, it must be the other one because why would she offer me a specific one, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, no, I'll take the other one. And then she sent it across to me and it was the card. And my heart was pounded. I was convinced I was doing a massive smile. Like, because I kept thinking, like, it felt like all the muscles in my face were suddenly, I was so aware of them, you know?
No, you played
it
so cool.
And back, my face was still. So I was delighted. I mean, Fozzie, I could have asked for the card back. But
I mean, to be honest, I didn't know how long you were going to be able to hold your chill for. So, like, the fact that you managed to get the right card at the right time and get out. I was like, oh my God, thank God.
I was buzzing. I actually was sorry. As soon as I got the card and I realized I was right, I thought to myself, oh my God, why did you go first? You should have gone last.
No,
you know,
no.
I mean,
because
it
the
worked.
Luck would not it have worked out
and
that way.
I was really lucky. I mean, Fozzia is amazing and she could have asked me for the card back. And then she did make a point of saying, you know, everyone would have figured it out. So yeah. She did choose between me and Leon. But yeah, that was really great. Like, she's brilliant for
that. I know. How did your friends and family react to all of this? Like,
I mean, it's so funny because I didn't think it was as big a show in Ireland last year. Yeah. So when I was applying, I mean, you have to be pretty secretive. But when I was applying, I told my family and they'd never heard of it. So they just really didn't care.
Yeah, they were like, yeah, okay,
they were
whatever.
Just like, okay, whatever. I don't think they thought it was a big deal. And then I'd said it to them a few times. And yeah, I think they were a little underwhelmed until they actually watched the show.
Yeah.
And then they all got so into it and they were so proud. So it but was
it's,
really, really nice.
I do think having an Irish contestant on it makes the world a difference because we're very good at getting behind our own.
Absolutely.
You know, all the time. So like that kind of brought in a whole different audience. Talk to me then about like the actual contestants on the show. I know you've got a great mentality, I have to say, from watching you on TikTok, that you guys have like really no hold, no grudges about the show.
No. I mean, you know, there's points in there where you can think like, I can't stand this person because of, you know, they're a traitor. Yeah. But that's because the game feels so real. Like, I was like, there's murderers among us, like, people are dying.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, it's so fun. It's truly, like, I've said it before, but like playing Monopoly with your family on Christmas. It's amazing that everyone gets so into the game. And I think it's really rare, you know, at the age that I am, to find 25 people who want to get so immersed in a game that we just become the role for, you know, a prolonged period of time.
Well, Anna, there's a ball of cash at the end of it for someone.
Yeah, there
like
is, there is. But I think a lot of us were, you know, obviously the cash is amazing and it would have been amazing to win. But I mean, so I enrolled because I wanted to play the game.
Yeah.
Like, I think a lot of us, we were at the really sweet spot of the show where, like, obviously this year we didn't expect to get the viewings that it got. It got double the amount of last year. But I think, yeah, for a lot of people, it really truly was about the game. And it's amazing to find, 25 people you can have such a fun time playing with.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And you gave us all such great television to watch for the first couple of weeks of January, and we thank you for that.
Oh.
Did you learn anything about yourself while you were in there? Like, I know that's such a silly question to ask, but I know you said that, you know, you're not someone who suffers from anxiety. And
I learned that I'm absolutely delusional. Yeah, absolutely. Like, I think, like, I handle stress terribly, really, when it comes to it. Like, I remember saying before, like, oh, you know, I work with kids, so I'm used to stress.
I'm fine.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
I was really, like, it was, that show was my slow mental decline, wasn't it? Like, I was unraveling at a quick rate. No, but I did learn that about myself, that, you know, under pressure, maybe I am not the best person to look to. And I also learned that I can't really lie, you know.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, like, when push came shove, and I thought maybe I did consider, you know, you don't have time to show my whole consideration of the traitor letter.
Yeah.
But I was humming and hawing over it for 10 minutes, and I knew I couldn't really
go through it.
Lie. I just wouldn't be good enough. I mean, you see some people in there and they're amazing.
There are obviously the Irish traders is going to be kicking off soon. So they've probably picked their people who are going on to it. They've gone through all the audition process and everything.
Yeah.
They could be going into filming soon enough. Is there any advice that you would give them?
Yeah, so my number one piece of advice is to learn to tie a knot. That got me in a lot more trouble than I anticipated. But honestly, I would say don't hold back, because there was some, you know, I sometimes held back theories at the round table, and then it's really hard to explain to anyone after, to be like, oh, I thought this or I thought that.
Yeah.
Just get everything out there. Don't have any regrets, and have fun with it, because it is just the most amazing game in the world.
Anna Duke, thank you so much for representing us so well on the Traitors this year. And also, can I give you props for your style the whole way through too? Because the amount of colour that you brought on the screen, like, it was just amazing.
Thank you so much.
And look, it was such a joy to watch you, and thanks for coming into us today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. This has been amazing.
No, it's been so much fun. That's Anna Duke from the Traitors. We'll be right back after these.